Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang, and this is episode number 245. As part of our Smithsonian Associates Art of Living series, today's show is really a two-part program. In anticipation of guests, authors Renee Scleru and Rachel Cooper, their publisher, Menashaw Ridge Press, sent me their new book, the third edition of 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles of Washington, D.C. This series of books are really part of the most comprehensive hiking guides in print, and this full-color third edition of 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles of Washington, D.C. is a complete revision by the travel writers Rachel Cooper and Renee Scleru, both of whom will be upcoming guests on the show with their presentation at Smithsonian Associates, August 22nd, 2018. But before Renee and Rachel come on the show, I wanted to try out their new book, take one of their hikes, and report back to you. I will say, this new issue of the book features a wider collection of trails specifically designed for day trips, which my wife Gretchen and I love. And the book offers lots of great options that range from easy to challenging. Families and serious hikers will find both inspiration and detailed information to guide their exploration of the many trails within roughly an hour's drive of the Washington, D.C. metro area. We're going to talk about the book in detail with Renee and Rachel, but what is often so much a problem with travel books, they become out of date. This new edition offers the most up-to-date hiking information in a new edition, including 23 new hikes. There are revised routes with many loop trails. There are all of these wonderful updated maps with new photos that are in full color. There are some great detailed descriptions, directions, and information about the hours of the various parks and the facilities, as well as some of the restrictions. But what we found most valuable, at least Gretchen and I did on our hike yesterday, and we did this hike, which I'll describe in just a moment. We did this on a Saturday. We love the descriptions of the flora, the fauna, and the wildlife because you're likely to see some of that, and it's great to kind of know in advance. There are also options for additional activities and points of interest nearby, and you can find out all kinds of various great things to do with families during the summer months as well as the winter months in this particular part. So if you're a reader, you're looking for new places to explore and new discoveries, well, this book offers a bounty of various sites, some of them well-known and beloved, while others in the book are just hidden gems ripe for exploration. And to that end, on the cover of Rachel and Renee's book, the third edition of 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles, Washington, D.C., is this great picture right on the cover taken by Renee Scleru, which caught Gretchen's attention and became our first of 60. Yep, absolutely. We're going to do all 60. And this is hike number 35 in the book, which happens to be the Mason Neck State Park and National Wildlife Refuge. I'll let you read more about Mason Neck State Park in the third edition of the book, 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles. But briefly, let me just set this up. Mason Neck State Park is a short drive from our home in Reston and a real short drive from Washington, D.C. It's considered a Northern Virginia park, and it offers lots of great outdoor activities and programs. It's got hiking trails, 3 miles of paved multi-use trails, a very large picnic area, playground, a car top canoe launch, and a visitor center. There's canoe, kayak, and bicycle rentals that are available. Bird watching, especially for American bald eagles. You can get a guided canoe trip of Cane's Creek and the Belmont Bay area. The park's wetlands, forest, open water ponds, and open fields make it ideal for environmental study and wildlife observation. You can see the Elizabeth Hartwell National Wildlife Refuge close by, Gunston Hall, part of the George Mason University program, is available close by. The Pohick Bay Regional Park is close by. And as I said, the park offers annual eagle festivals. Every May, there's winter birding for bird watchers and a weekend owl prowl during the summer months. Plus, there are great staff at the park and lots of other great family activities. Gretchen and I hiked some of the 2,000 acres of trails on our Saturday hike, and I'm going to share with you some of our experience there at Mason Neck State Park. But get the book, the third edition of 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles, and check out our upcoming interview with Renee Scleru and Rachel Cooper, and please note their Smithsonian Associates presentation, August 22nd, 2018, at the Ripley Center in Washington, D.C. You'll find more details at notoldbetter.com, along with great photos of the park and our day there yesterday, and lots of other helpful information. So go check it out, notold-better.com, and check out our experience at Mason Neck State Park, one of the hikes in 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles. So we are spending the day at Mason Neck, which is a national park here in Northern Virginia, just outside of Alexandria. We're hiking the trails, and it is just a beautiful morning. So we're at the trailhead of Wilson Spring Trail, Doge Trail, right by the Mason Neck National Park Visitor Center. It's about 3, 4, maybe 5 miles total of trails, but just spectacular. As I walk down the Doge Trail this morning, gosh, the weather is gorgeous. The views of the Potomac are just stunning. And Gretchen and I are just having a beautiful morning and time together, walking and seeing some of the beautiful sights that we've seen, as well as some really great wildlife. This Mason Neck area was originally part of the Nature Conservancy's plan to introduce the golden eagle, bald eagle, back into nature after going through a period of almost borderline extinction, and they've had great success. We haven't seen any eagles today, but Gretchen, we've seen turtles.
Two different types of turtles, box turtle and another turtle. I'm not sure what it is.
It's kind of a darkish turtle.
Yeah, and then we saw red-winged blackbirds, of course, and we've seen, you know, turkey vultures up above flying around. Those are huge birds, and just some beautiful flowers and gorgeous, you know, kind of swampy meadows where lots of vegetation is growing and plenty of potential for, you know, like water birds, like, you know, egrets and herons and stuff, although we haven't seen anything yet today.
How's the hike for you? I mean, it's just very modest and doable.
Super modest, super beautiful. I love the Bayview Trail, where you can actually see the you know, Potomac River right before it runs into the Chesapeake Bay. It's just gorgeous.
Well, that gives you a little glimpse, at least a audio glimpse of, you know, where we are and what we're doing today, and we'll wrap this up for now and rejoin as we kind of connect back up to the main trail, which is known as the Bayview Trail. So now we're at the trailhead of kind of the conclusion of Doge Trail on our way to Meadowview. There's an observation blind that we're going to go see in about a mile, but this has just been a really beautiful walk. It's not so much even a hike. Simple, I think easy for all. I would say easy with a stroller and easy even if you have almost a wheelchair. Wouldn't you agree, Gretchen?
I don't know about a wheelchair, but...
A little bit, maybe a little parts of it.
A jogging stroller could do it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think I said earlier that I identified this as Mason Neck National Park, but Gretchen corrected me. This is Mason Neck State Park. But then you said, too, Gretchen, that there's a federal wildlife preserve association.
I'm not sure if it's federal or not, but it is a wildlife refuge. And I think the two are actually now combined into one big park that covers, I think they said, close to 9,000 acres.
Yeah, just beautiful. Right outside of Washington, D.C., Fairfax County within the state of Virginia. But just, and then also we think it's close to Alexandria.
And it's about 15 miles south of Alexandria.
So easy to get to, beautiful. On a day like today, gosh, you just can't beat it. And what a picturesque location. You've got the Potomac River. You've got these beautiful trees throughout the area, easy to hike and access. Lots of stream beds nearby. You can probably hear the water in the background. We're close to kind of a little gorge that's just stunning. I imagine during the fall, Gretchen, wouldn't you say even, I'll bet you in the fall, it's equally beautiful here.
I'm sure, because it's a hardwood forest, so everything here is going to turn colors and be very beautiful.
Yeah, Ken, I just want to say thanks to Rachel and Renee for 60 hikes within 60 miles, their new book. We've received it from the publisher. We're grateful that you sent it on to us. We're looking forward to talking to you, Rachel and Renee. But what a great start to kind of our hikes in your book. We've loved this, and we're going to keep going. We'll touch base in just a little bit. We're back from the Meadowview Trail, and that was a nice hike, but I think if you're gonna take this hike, again, we're walking through Mason Neck State Park in Fairfax County, and I mentioned we're at this trailhead of Doak Trail, Meadowview Trail, Wilson Spring Trail, and then an observation blind, which is beautiful. But kind of a note, I suppose, to the rangers. The Meadowview Trail really dead ends. Either there's some down trees, some just detritus along the trail, or it's poorly marked. And so we really had to retrace our steps and come back up at this main trail where we are now. But a nice walk, easy. You know, going. We've seen some nature along the way. It's been beautiful. We saw a couple of good-sized red fox hopping through the forest from down tree to down tree. And boy, their bushy tails are gorgeous in comparison to the red fox that we see kind of in and around some of the little neighborhood trails where we live in Fairfax. But gorgeous, absolutely stunning, beautiful part of Fairfax County. You should make a point of seeking out Renee and Rachel's book, 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles of Washington, D.C. We've just enjoyed ourselves immensely. Ah, that was a lot of fun. So we decided that we'd stop at the visitor center at the conclusion of the hike, which was not at all difficult, but lengthy, and took us through some wonderful areas. We just saw some great nature. I think we actually saw more turtles than we saw people.
Yes, definitely.
But it was, you know, a beautiful day, and we just had such a nice time at Mason Neck State Park. And I would say one tip, and I'll put a picture of this up on the website for everybody to see. Once you get to the visitor center, go around back. There are a couple of beautiful rocking chairs where you can sit and rest your feet as you've after a hike. And then you can look out over the Belmont Bay, which is part just adjacent to the Mason Neck State Park. What an just an adorable little area and such an enjoyable day. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Again, remember that Rachel Cooper, Renee Scleru, will be at the Smithsonian Associates presentation August 22nd, 2018 at the Ripley Center in Washington, D.C. You can learn more about 60 hikes within 60 miles. I thank the Smithsonian team for all they do to help us. Thanks, everybody, and enjoy.